Eagle 98.1 is the rock station. Michelle Southern. Now, the Southern Drive at 5 fully underway, and we got some more of your requests coming up next, as well as another check on traffic with our friends over at WBRZ. But currently in studio, as I've been telling you about this afternoon, a very familiar voice. Say hello.
Hello.
No, that doesn't actually sound anything like you.
No.
Scotty Drake, ladies and gentlemen, welcome in studio, Scotty.
We all come back.
Yes, you do. And whenever you told me you had a job again, I thought that it might be part-time up here because of that radio bug that bites.
You know what's funny, though, is I'm on the other side of the audio control board instead of where you are.
Right, where you used to sit for.
You're keeping my seat nice and warm for me.
Yes, I am indeed. Well, how's retirement life going before we, you know, jump right into
it? Oh, this is great. This is what I've been working for the last 47 years. The Drakehead and I have been knocking out items off of our bucket list. We've been doing some traveling. We've been to Las Vegas, Hoover Dam, Grand Canyon. We went to the Rocky Mountains and actually saw the fall foliage. Went to a concert at Red Rocks. I've been doing a lot of woodworking for friends and relatives and stuff like that. And I've been keeping busy. And I've been going to the gym every... I go to the gym 6 days a week.
You look great.
Oh, thank you.
And I think I've inherited... The 2 to 7, it kind of makes it hard to be mobile any other time.
I know, right?
It seems. So I get it, where you were. So happy to hear that you guys are doing so very well.
Thank you.
So speaking of that job that you told me that you had, this is a new announcement, and it comes at a really good time, too. So why don't you tell us?
Or a really bad time,
well, I guess that's a bad way to put it, sure.
Yeah, I'm the new director of marketing and development for a group that we affectionately call MAC. It's the Motorcycle Awareness Campaign. And hot on the heels of 3 tragic deaths within a 24-hour period, including an officer with the Baton Rouge Police Department who was working funeral detail, one fellow who lost his life, and the driver left the scene. Terrible. It's alarming.
Yeah.
It's very disturbing. And that's where MAC, the Motorcycle Awareness Campaign, comes in. We have a very well-crafted and short mission statement, which is to promote awareness and safety of motorcyclists on roadways. Okay. Basically, watch for motorcycles. That's the main message. We, the motorcycling community, of which I am one and have been since 1972.
Sure.
We are watching out for everybody else because we know that we present a very small footprint. We're little and we're vulnerable out there. So we would love to have the help of the general motoring public to watch out for us, to actively. Now, you know, being in broadcasting, that there are 2 types of radio listeners. There's active listeners and there's passive listeners. We ask the motorists to be actively watching for motorcycles, because the vast majority of the time where there's a motorcycle crash, the motorist says, I just didn't see him. That's no excuse.
Sure.
And little consolation to the families of the victims.
Now, what in the case of Corporal Shane Toddy,
the motorist says, I didn't see him.
Mm-hmm.
How could you not see him? He had his sirens wailing and his lights flashing. How could you not see him? The reason you didn't see him, you weren't looking for him. And it's an interesting mental phenomenon. Let me give you an example. Every Halloween, you get on the air and you tell your listeners, be watching for trick-or-treaters between 5 and 8 p.m. Why? Because the motorists are not used to looking for them and need to be reminded. It's the same thing about motorcycles. Please watch for us. When you come to an intersection, look an extra time with the motorcyclist in mind. Now, what I would like to do, if you don't mind, is ask your listeners, motorcyclists and motorists alike, to go to our website at MAC. The Motorcycle Awareness Campaign. It's macorg.com. I know, that's weird.
Macorg.com.
Yeah. macorg.com. Macorg.com. Take a look around. We have some interesting videos and a lot of information, but mostly there's a button towards the top that says join. And we need members badly. $35 membership gets you a little goodie bag of stuff. You get one of these Mac pins that I'm wearing here and a couple of bumper stickers and a nice Mac patch. And also, until May, you get an opportunity to be in a drawing to win a 1939 BSA vintage motorcycle.
That's a good incentive.
So that's a nice little bribe. I mean, incentive.
Incentive.
What you said, absolutely. But it's so important to get members in Mac because that's how we can continue to do the job that we do, which is me coming on the radio with you, Michelle, and bless your heart. And thank goodness this is free, you know.
You have a few connections in radio.
I do. But we would love to get commercials on TV, and we would love to get billboards all over the place. And of course, we have yard signs and things, and there are various times, and we'll have yard sign, not sales because they're free, but we'll put, you know, put them, make them available to the general public. But a lot of this costs money, and that's just all there is to it.
Yeah.
And membership is how we raise funds.
Mm-hmm.
So it's macorg.com. If you're a motorcyclist, and my old listeners knew about me being a biker.
Sure.
So if you're listening right now and you haven't joined Mac, join Mac. If you're a motorist and you drive a car, a truck, or a van, maybe you know somebody who's got a bike. Maybe your husband, maybe your wife, maybe your son or daughter. Maybe you lost somebody to a motorcycle fatality. Please join Mac, macorg.com.
You're hearing the voice of Scotty Drake, the new spokesperson for Mac and a wonderful ambassador for the organization, if I do say so myself.
Thank you for letting me come on your radio show.